This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Anita Rao. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline is no more. Virginia-based Dominion Energy and North Carolina-based Duke Energy announced Sunday that they have canceled the project. Environmental groups have been pushing against the pipeline for years and are calling this a big win for communities that were in the pipeline's path, which includes 8 counties in eastern North Carolina. I'm here with Lindsay Gilpin, founder and editor-in-chief of Southerly. She has been reporting on the pipeline. Lindsay, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Anita.
So we spoke just about 2 weeks ago, and I definitely didn't see this coming. I'm not sure that you did. Tell me about this decision. Why did Dominion decide to abandon this project?
Yeah, I did not see it coming either, especially this soon. I think pretty much everyone was shocked, judging by the press releases and tweets and everything I've seen. So Duke and Dominion, as you said, announced yesterday afternoon that they canceled the ACP. And in their press release, they specifically cited a series of legal challenges to the projects at the federal and state level, different permits that have caused significant cost increases and delays. So they're, you know, directly relating this cancellation to the amount of legal challenges that they've had. And the cost of the pipeline has increased from $4.5 billion back in 2014 to $8 billion as of today. And they've already spent, Dominion and Duke say they've already spent over $3 billion on it. So, and they've delayed it even after the Supreme Court ruling a couple weeks ago. They delayed the project's completion date by another couple of years. So this has been kind of oncoming for a while.
So, yeah, I mean, it's been more than 5 years in the process. The cost has continued to go off. They've spent about $3 billion, but our last conversation, they were estimating it was going to be a total of about $8 billion. So how is this decision being framed politically? I mean, what's been the fallout so far of the announcement?
Well, you see a lot of politicians in states in West Virginia, where the pipeline starts, and as well as the U.S. Secretary of Energy, blaming environmental groups for this ruling and for this cancellation, and basically saying that it's going to cost thousands and thousands of jobs and lots of money. And I do want to note that that isn't totally accurate, because, you know, in my reporting, I've found very clearly and talked to Dominion that the pipeline itself, 600 miles going through 3 states, would only result in a, quote, few dozen inspector and technician jobs when it's all said and done. And most of the jobs that are created are temporary. They're construction jobs, and a lot of times the people building the pipeline have been coming from out of state, so local communities aren't necessarily benefiting from that development. So it's kind of being framed as an economic versus environmental thing still, even after it's been canceled.
So about 10% of the pipeline had been built. What happens now to that 10%?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't exactly know what happened. Like, what, when you cancel a pipeline, what, how you take it out of the ground or where it goes or what happens with that. But most of the construction of the ACP is in West Virginia and North Carolina. There hasn't been any in Virginia, although there's been a lot of clear cutting of the route everywhere. So and environmental groups that are represented by the Southern Environmental Law Center have asked the federal government to look, and FERC is particularly, to look at sort of the erosion issues and other problems at some of these construction sites already. Like, this was already sort of in the works before this decision was made. So there's going to be a lot of cleanup needing to happen at these places, because there has been so much cutting. There's a lot of flooding and other issues at them.
Well, yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, 600 miles. So ongoing throughout the past 5 years, we've talked about property disputes and individuals who owned property that the pipeline was supposed to pass through. What happens to that land and those landowners, especially for those who were in ongoing disputes with the energy companies?
Well, apparently over the next, you know, several months, Dominion is going to sort of work through giving people back their right-of-ways to their land. And, you know, but a lot of people, they sold their land a long time ago and moved away because they sold easements on their land or got rid of their property. So, you know, there's a lot of people that, there's some people that are still fighting, right, that are still had these eminent domain lawsuits held up in the courts in various states. But a lot of people, this, you know, this deal has kind of been done for a while. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how the pipeline developers manage to get that land back and money back to people.
As part of the announcement, you mentioned a bit of what was released yesterday, but another part was Dominion said it was going to put more money toward financing carbon cutting efforts. And this is part of kind of selling Dominion selling all of their pipeline operations to the Berkshire Hathaway Investment Company. So what should we be reading into this? I mean, does this signal a true shift in strategy direction? What's to be gained from this selling off to an investment company?
So for years, opponents of the pipeline have been saying that it didn't make sense that Dominion was trying to build this huge natural gas project because its own portfolio was saying, we're going to transition to cleaner energy sources, we're going to reduce our carbon emissions and greenhouse gas emissions. And so the building the pipeline through these, and especially because Virginia and North Carolina are also moving in that direction, building the pipeline really didn't make a ton of sense to them. And so it's interesting to see this development because Berkshire Hathaway will pay Dominion $4 billion for this pipeline project and then assume almost $6 billion in other debts. So with a $10 billion deal, so Berkshire Hathaway gets a huge natural gas portfolio increase, and then Dominion says that they want to spend more of that money on other energy sources. However, they are still sticking by the fact that they want to include natural gas in that in their renewable or in their energy portfolio in the coming years, even as they move towards cleaner technologies.
So the true outcome is a little bit to be determined. We will stay tuned to your reporting and others as the story goes on. My guest is Lindsay Gilpin, founder and editor-in-chief of Southerly. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.